السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حاميم، والكتاب المبين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة، إنا كنا منذرين، فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم، أمرا من عندنا، إنا كنا مرسلين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa and those who may be listening over the receivers. Once again, it is the night of Barat, the 15th of Shaban. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the virtues of this Mubarak night. Those who try to prove that Layla Mubaraka, which is mentioned in the ayat, is Laylatul Bara, so they say that although the Quran Sharif has mentioned that that blessed night in which the Quran Sharif was revealed was the night of Qadr, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil Qadr, so definitely the Quran Sharif was revealed in the night of Qadr. So this blessed night refers to the night of Qadr. And then again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has mentioned Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed the Quran Sharif in the month of Ramadan. So that night of blessing is definitely then the night of Qadr and not the 15th night of Shaban. But Hazrat Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala, who was the student of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, the great mufassir of the Quran Sharif, he and others, they say that it refers to this night, the 15th of Shaban. And what it means is this, to reconcile, what it means is this, that the decision to reveal the Quran Sharif, because Allah ta'ala made all the major decisions he makes in this Mubarak night. So the decision to reveal the Quran Sharif was made in the night of Barat. In the 15th night of Shaban, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made the decision to reveal the Quran Sharif onto the preserved tablet, the Lawh-e Mahfuz. Then from the Lawh-e Mahfuz to the Baytul Izzah, which is on the first heavens, the Quran Sharif was revealed in the night of Qadr, the 27th night, or the 25th night, or the 23rd, whichever was Laylatul Qadr. And then from there, upon Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, over a period of 23 years. So then there is no objection, there's no problem, that the decision was made in the night of Barat, from Lawh-e Mahfuz to the Baytul Izzah in the night of Qadr, and from there to Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, over 23 years. Nevertheless, without going into too much of details, because you are well aware, you are familiar with the ahadith of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Shaban and the virtues of Laylatul Bara'ah, but just to list some of those items that have been mentioned in the hadith sharif. Because there is nothing more that we can say, as I always say in these type of occasions, that we have to discuss that which is in the Quran and the hadith. We can't take out something new from our pockets. We can't say that now we are tired of listening to the same thing on Shab-e-Barat and same thing of Shab-e-Qadr, so now must come up with some new hadiths on Shab-e-Qadr. Now we don't have that kind of authority. But at the same time, we must not think that there is no need for a revision of these hadiths and these Quranic verses. Because our lifestyle show that we are still in a lot of negligence and we show a lot of indifference We don't take life seriously. We don't take deen seriously. So by recalling and remembering those hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it refreshens our iman. Otherwise there was one person, the only bayan that he knew was Karbala. So whether it is nikah occasion, he'll speak on Karbala. If it is a funeral in somebody's family, he'll speak on Karbala. If it's an engagement, he'll speak on Karbala. If it's Jummah, he will speak on Karbala. So somebody asked him, that, don't you know any other bayan besides Karbala bayan? So he said, who said I don't know? I know so many other bayans. He said, alright, but then today give some other bayan. Speak on some other subject. So he read the khutbah and then he recited Surah Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. So the people got very happy that today he's going to give tafsir of Surah Ikhlas. So after the recitation of Surah Ikhlas, he said, brothers, what I recited is Surah Ikhlas. Do you know upon whom it was revealed? Yes, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is the father of Hazrat Fatima. Which Hazrat Fatima? That Fatima who was the mother of Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Which Hazrat Hussein? That Hazrat Hussein who was martyred in Karbala. And he started the whole Karbala bayan again. Nevertheless, this is Shab-e-Barat. And it is a night, as Hazrat Maulana Deen Puri Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, ye jaagne ki raat hai, bhaagne ki raat nahi hai. It's not a night to run. It is a night to stay awake. But we are weak. We can't stay awake the whole night, so I won't keep you sitting till Fajr. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Atta bin Yasar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has mentioned that there is no night after the night of Qadr which is far more significant and of more blessing than the night of Barat, the 15th night of Shaban. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, there are many hadiths reported by her, the gist of which is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to her what Laylatul Bara'at was all about. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if we have to put the hadiths together, then he mentioned that this Laylatul Bara'at, it is a night of forgiveness of sins. That's the first thing, which we all are in need of, because our difficulties, our hardships, our problems in this world that we are, which we are facing, the major cause of all those hardships and problems is our sins. We must not look at that small percentage of pious, righteous, God-fearing walis of Allah Ta'ala who are going through some difficulties or problems, financial or in their health or otherwise, that it is a test from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala wants to elevate their status and position. We are not in that category. We must look at which sins we are committing day and night, which is the cause of our problems. Because the Quran Sharif attributes problems to sins, and hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are in abundance that you commit this sin, this will be the punishment. You commit this sin, this will be the reaction from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this world. And the punishment in the akhirah is different. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informed Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that one is that it is the night of forgiveness. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives more people, he mentioned in his time, than the hair on the goats of the Bani Kalb tribe. Now that was the tribe that was reputed to have the largest number of goats, sheep, cattle. So he said the hair on the body of those animals, more than that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives, to show that there's abundance of forgiveness in this Mubarak night. Then again we learn that it is from the time of the sun setting, that from the beginning of the night, which begins the time the sun sets, that means from Maghrib time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself, he descends onto the first heavens. Now the moment we hear Allah ta'ala descends, straight away it comes into our mind that Allah ta'ala has got no body, how can he descend? Allah ta'ala is not like a human being. He doesn't have hands, eyes, nose, feet and body like the human being. So this descent does not mean Allah ta'ala's body descends. Allah ta'ala does not have a body. What it means is that the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is focused so much on the people of the world that as if it is Allah Ta'ala's coming down to the first heavens. So it is the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, His forgiveness, His mercy is so much that He wants to forgive. You can see Allah Ta'ala is creating the conditions for His servants, that, oh my dear servants who have gone far away, don't despair of my mercy. I want you to come back. I want to forgive you. I don't want to punish you. I don't like punishing. But here I am creating an opportunity for you. But if you don't want to grab the opportunity, then don't blame me for it. That is what Allah Ta'ala is virtually saying. So Allah Ta'ala's rahmat descends. Allah Ta'ala Himself proclaims, is there any person who is seeking forgiveness that I may forgive him? Is there any person seeking sustenance that I may give him sustenance? Is there any person seeking health so that I may give him health? Is there any person seeking wealth, I may give him wealth? Whatever the person is seeking, Allah Ta'ala says, whoever is seeking, whatever he is seeking, as long as it is halal, if you are seeking from him, then there's the night to ask Allah Ta'ala and to make your taqdeer. Then again, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to the Qabristan on that night. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she missed him on the bed. And she realized that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not there. And we know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had many wives. There was great hikmah in it. There was great wisdom in it. And throughout his life in Makkah Mukarrama, he lived with Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, that widow that he had married. And it was just towards the latter part that he made nikah with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, but that too, the ruksati was in Madinah Sharif. So it was not a question of lust and passions that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam undertook those nikahs. There was great wisdom, but that's another subject altogether. So it is a natural thing that the wife, the beloved wife, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, thought that probably Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is gone to one of the other homes. So when she went out in search of him, she found him in the Qabristan. And there he is engaged in making istighfar and seeking forgiveness for the people in Jannatul Baqi. Now imagine that Rasul of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, masoom, sinless, and he's so concerned that the people that are buried there all must be forgiven, that he leaves his home and he leaves his masjid, because it is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, ma baina baiti wa mimbari rawzatum min riyadil jannah, between my home and my mimbar is a garden from the gardens of Jannat. He leaves his garden and he goes to the Qabristan, so that he may make the gardens of other people that are lying buried there. He leaves his Jannat garden and he goes to the Qabristan so that everybody gets a Jannat garden there. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, she found that he is there engaged in making dua. So she returned quickly. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam too followed after some time, and she saw that she is panting, breathing heavily. So there was no question of hiding any facts there. She said clearly what had happened. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh Aisha, do you think that the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will violate your right, that when it is my turn to be with you, I'm going to go to some other home? But what had really happened is that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had come and had informed me that this is Laylatul Bara. So from here again we learn a lot of lessons, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sharia permits and allows more than one wife. But it is not just for the fulfillment of passions and desires. There must be a genuine need, and the person must have complete conviction of belief that he will be able to do justice to the two wives. And then too, it has been mentioned in the books by great ulama and muhaddiseen of a very high caliber. They said that whatever happens, at the end of the day, it will still cause hurt and pain to your wife. So as far as possible, as my Hazrat always says, apni hi biwi ko Laila samjho, aur unke saath zindagi guzar do, ye dunya jo hai ek platform hai. It's like the railway station platform, that on that station platform, sometimes you get good tea, sometimes you get bad tea. Those who have traveled in India, then they know sometimes the tea is brewing from the morning till the evening. And you wonder what you drank if you have to drink that tea. So sometimes you will find women who are not very good in their akhlaq, in their character. They may be having a fast tongue, but make bardash. Hazrat Mirza Jana Jan Rahmatullah Ali, he had very high stages amongst the awliya, and his high stages was attributed to his tolerating the akhlaq and the attitude of his wife, who was very temperamental. So Allah Ta'ala had given him ilham that marry that woman if you want those high stages. One person, because the wife put extra salt in the curry, he was a poor person, must have brought chicken after a long time, but the woman put extra salt and there was no taste in it. But he didn't tell her anything. He ate it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loved this so much that his forgiveness, somebody saw in the dream, was based on that he did not say anything to his wife when there was extra salt in that curry. So those people who are temperamental, they want everything, food right, clothes right, this right, that right, and they're demanding. They must think that what would be the condition if their daughters who are married to somebody else, if such kind of demands are made upon their daughters, will they be happy? What kind of a son-in-law would they like to look at? A son-in-law who is caring, who is loving, who is accommodating, who is overlooking the shortcomings and faults. They would like a son-in-law like that. So in the same way, they must give the same kind of treatment to their wives also. They are human beings. So sometimes it is the husbands who are at fault, and sometimes the wives who are at fault. But that is again a different subject. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that this night, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala raises the actions of the people. The book of deeds is raised. And the arzaq, the risk and sustenance of the people is sent down. The decision is made that who is going to receive how much of sustenance. Whether it is the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker or the undertaker. Or whether it is the faker or the shaker. Everyone's decision is made in this night. Because some people are dealing with fake notes. They are faking and they are dealing. So even their risk is decided tonight. And those who are shaking their bodies and earning in the dance floor, their risk is also decided tonight. The difference is that somebody's risk is going to be halal and somebody's risk is going to be haram. It depends on which door do you want it from. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give it through the door of halal. But when the person is hasty and goes towards haram, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it easy for him to get it through the haram source. And then that becomes a means of problem for him. His family life, his home life, his business life, everything gets affected because of the haram which has come. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was going towards the masjid and he saw a person who was looking poor, and it came into his mind that after my namaz, then I will go to that person and give him this camel of mine. After namaz, when he came outside, he saw the camel is gone. After some investigation, the camel was found by that person. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he said that if he was not hasty, he would have got the same camel halal. Because he was hasty and he stole it, now his hand is going to be chopped. So why go towards haram when Allah Ta'ala wants to give towards halal? So in this night, the risk of everybody is decided. How much of risk and sustenance a person is going to get. So a person should make plenty of dua that, oh Allah, open the doors of halal risk for me. The sources are unlimited, oh Allah, which you have. There's so many avenues, so many different doors that you can provide from. Why should I go towards that which is haram? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give from halal. So that is decided. Then a list is given to the angels of those people who are going to be born in this year and those people who are going to die this year. The decision is made, the list is given that these people are going to be born and so many people are going to die. The angels are told, the angel of death is given the list that extract the soul of all these people during the course of this year. Then in another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that the person is planting a tree and his name is already in the list of the dead. He thinks that I bought this home and now I'm going to do gardening here. And he purchased the flowers also from the nursery. And he is planting it and he is expecting that he's going to see the beautiful flowers, or is planting the trees and is expecting that he's going to see the fruits of those trees. But in the meantime, his name is already in the list of the dead. And the person does not even know. Maghrib time, sometimes it is written, handed over to the angels, and the very second after that, the person is gone. 2 or 3 years ago, it happened that just a few seconds or minutes before the sun set, and I received a call from a person in another town. He says that my mother passed away just now, make dua. That means it was written the year before, about a year ago, but just a few seconds before the end of the day when the books were about to be closed, the person went. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting and there was a person sitting next to him. Then suddenly somebody came and with fiery eyes and very frightening shape and form started staring at this person who was sitting next to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. So the person looked at Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam after the other one went and said, please send me far, far away. Now Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he had control over the winds and the jinnat and everything. He said, send me far, far away to some distant land. So Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam ordered the wind to take him and go and leave him there in the distant land. As soon as he landed there, his soul was taken. Then the angel of death, when he came to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam asked him that, why did you frighten this person like that? He says, I was told that I must take his soul in a certain land. And I was surprised that he is sitting here. So when I looked at him, he told you, send me far away. And he sent you, you sent him exactly to that place where his soul was to be taken. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has planned. That's why no person knows where he is going to die. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. The five things, the knowledge of which nobody has. One of it is where he is going to die. So many people we have heard that they lived all their life in Makkah Mukarramah or Madina Tayyibah. And just before their death, they came to visit some family members in South Africa or they went to India or Pakistan or somewhere and their death came there. And some people lived all their lives in South Africa or some other part of the world and just before their death, they were called over to Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Tayyibah and the person passes away there. I just cannot forget one incident. There was one brother who was refused a passport for many, many years by the then apartheid government because of his connection with the ANC government, with the ANC at that time. So every time he was refused a passport. But in 1970 something, when he applied for a passport, he was granted the passport. And everybody was surprised that how did he get the passport. We were in Makkah Mukarramah, and there, just before leaving for Arafat, then he, before leaving for Mina on the 8th, he mentioned to me, he says, Maulana, how nice if only we can be given residence permits to stay over in Makkah Mukarramah. How nice it would be if only this government can give us the permission to remain in this land. But he was still fit. There was no such thing as sickness or illness, or he was not in such a state that he was going to die the next day. Then we went to Mina. From Mina to Arafat, Arafat back to Mina. And then suddenly he complained of a chest pain and he passed away. And he is buried there in Mina. So that is decided again in this night. Therefore we have to make a lot of dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that if our name is written to leave the world this year, then Allah ta'ala must give us a death of barakat, a death on iman. Allah ta'ala must take us in a state that He is pleased with us. Allah ta'ala must not take us in a state that He is displeased with us. Allah ta'ala must not send the angel of death to visit us when we are in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, watching some porn film or on the internet site watching some filth or with some filthy dirty magazine in our hands or popping drugs in our mouth. We don't know when death will come. So now that decision is again made tonight. So the person is planting trees but his name is already in the list of the dead. The person is getting married but his name is already in the list of the dead as if he's already dead. The person is building a home. He's renovating it, he's building it, he's constructing it and he's got great ideas. I'm going to furnish it. I'm going to buy this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to have an opening ceremony. There's rejoicing. The house is nearing completion. In the meantime, the person's name is already in the list of the dead and so many homes were still standing and the person building the home was gone. So this is a night in which all that is decided. Then again, we look at the hadiths. Then something that I always mention when it comes to Shab-e-Barat is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on one occasion when it was again Shab-e-Barat, when he got up to go to the Qabristan, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the words that she uses, قام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رويدا وفتح الباب رويدا قام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رويدا وانتعل رويدا وفتح الباب رويدا واغلق الباب رويدا. Everything Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did gently. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's habit was that when he comes home, if somebody is, he'll make salam. But when he'll make salam, he'll make it in such a manner that if the person is sleeping, he will not get up. If he's fast asleep, then he won't come and make loud salam as if he gave azan. And on the other hand, if the person is not fast asleep, then the person will be able to hear Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam salam and he will give reply. So she says he got up very gently, very softly he did everything. Put on his shoes very gently. He opened the door very gently. He left and he came. So now he closed the door and shut it also gently. Now all of us who are in the habit of shouting and screaming at our, the moment we return home and we create such a din that the whole neighborhood gets up. We return 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning from our parties and from our feasts and from our cinemas and our clubhouses. And then when we return, then the door is banged and there's a big noise and a big din and the wife is told to get up and start preparing our food. Now all these things are not the traits of a mu'min and a Muslim. A Muslim does not create any kind of harm for anyone. There is no iman in that person's life. The quality of iman is lacking if the person is creating difficulty for people. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Al-imanu bidhum wa sab'una shu'batan. Afzaluha qawlu la ilaha illallah. Wa adnaha imatatul aza anit tariq. One of the branches of iman, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the closest branch is that branch that the person removes obstacles from the path of the people. He removes it. So that is a branch of iman. It's a sign that this person has got iman. The person who is removing. On one occasion a sahabi was walking, he saw one thorny branch lying on the ground. So he picked it up and moved it one side. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala liked the action of this person and he forgave him because he removed this. Now we are being told that we must remove those obstacles, those difficulties from people's path. A Muslim is one who goes out of his way to assist and help people remove their difficulties also. Not the worst person who creates difficulties for others. That is the life of those who have no belief in Allah and in the Akhirat. We will eat a banana and we'll throw the peel anyway. Unconcerned that who is going to slip and fall. But remember, when we are going to do that, we will become the victims of a very similar thing. Because we created difficulty for somebody else, Allah Ta'ala will make somebody create it for us. If there is a function in our home, then again we are unconcerned how it affects the neighbors. Because we see them doing certain things, they are unconcerned, they'll have loud music and they'll make such a noise that the whole neighborhood is got up. Is woken up. So in the same way, when we are having our functions also, our loud music and our loud noise disturbs the whole neighborhood. We must not look at our big mansions, those who are living in big mansions. There are many of us who are living right next door to others. The home of the neighbor, the wall is the same in many cases. So how much consideration we have to give for the rights of others. And there's one thing that I have mentioned practically over the years now, without fail. And that is that when it comes to our nikahs, which are held in the masjids, and if it is a big family, extended family, and there are 1,000, 2,000 people, now that groom sahab, after his nikah, he wants to embrace everybody. Now in that embracing, imagine 1,000 people if he's going to embrace. What's going to happen to all those people whose cars are blocked? Will we get any sawab? Now that person is expecting congratulations. The groom is expecting congratulations. Mubarak Badi. In the meantime, the person whose car is blocked and he's got to rush to the airport or he's got to take some sick person to the hospital, he is giving 6-star curses or 7-star curses. So those few people who are from his very close family, if they want to embrace, then they must wait little while. And in fact, it's not farz, wajib, sunnat to embrace or even to shake hands at that time. It's not farz, wajib, sunnat. Somebody shakes hands, give mubarak badi, there's nothing wrong with it. But not at the expense of other people's rights. That is what I'm trying to get across. And this is something that it does not go down easily our throats, because when our occasion comes, then we do the same thing. But it is something that has to be said, that as from now on we should say that, okay, when my son is getting married, I will tell him that after the nikah, you sit down on a chair and shake hands quickly so that the people can get away, but don't worry too much about embracing. And the grooms also, or the prospective grooms, from now they can say that when we are going to get married, then we will make life easy for the others. We will park our cars front of people's driveways, unconcerned that if there is somebody that is ill, that is sick there and has to be rushed to hospital, then what? So many other things. We will purposely create obstacles for people instead of removing obstacles, instead of removing problems from the path of people. So this is another thing that we learn from that hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam has mentioned that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives everybody, whoever seeks forgiveness. But those people who are not in talking terms with their family members, then they don't get forgiveness on this night. Either they get into talking terms, they seek forgiveness. The problem will remain, it has to be resolved. If somebody is owing 100,000 rands, then we don't say that forgiveness means that the 100,000 is waived off. Otherwise they'll say that, look, you didn't hear Maulana's bayan. He said you must forgive. I'm owing you 100,000, so you forgive now, because that's what Maulana said. So Maulana didn't say you must forgive the 100,000. That problem can still be resolved. Sort it out properly. We have to understand everything correctly. When Maulana was giving bayan and he said that agar kisi ko jamai aaye to haath muh par rakh karke la hawla wala quwwata illa billah padhna chahiye. If somebody yawns, then he must put his hand like that and read la hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Now somebody heard it, he thought jamai aaye. That when your son-in-law comes, you must read la hawla wala quwwata illa billah. So now every time the son-in-law comes, they read la hawla wala quwwata illa billah. So the son-in-law got very worried, what she thinks, I'm shaitan what? She said, no, that Maulana said like that. So then Maulana said, maine to kaha tha jamai aaye means yawn, not jammai. So to understand also is important. So those who are not in talking terms, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that in this night, they are not given forgiveness. Those who are disobedient to their parents, they are not given forgiveness. Unless they ask the parents for forgiveness. Now each one is a subject on its own. If you have to talk about the rights of parents, then we'll have to talk about the rights of the children. I'm just giving you isharat and just listing out a few things. The details, inshallah, in the bayans you will hear. So the rights of parents and the rights of children and everything is important. The rights of relatives and family members. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that if a person wants to see barakat in his rizq, and he wants long life, meaning he wants barakat in his life, then he must be kind to his parents and to the family members. They are the ones that we come into contact, and they are the ones that we break contact with immediately. We will be extremely kind and good to our friends. We will buy them gifts, and we will extend our hospitality to them. But when it comes to our own family members, when it comes to our own parents, then we will distance ourselves from them. And this is one of the signs of Qiyamah that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in one of the hadiths, in which he said that close to Qiyamah, this is what is going to happen. أَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ وَأَقَّ أُمَّهُ. That the person will obey his wife and he will disobey his mother. Now they again I have mentioned many times in the past that when we say these things, then straight away everybody now gets an idea. That now we are going to go and demand from our wives that you must make khidmat of my mother and go out of your way to do this and do that. If she does that, it is an ihsan, and she should not say that I am not going to do it and she's, it's not my duty. That's not a good wife. Because if it's like that, then the husband can say a lot of things too. So she should go out of her way to serve them, to be good to them, to be kind to them, treat them as her own parents. But on the other hand, they too must treat her as their own daughter. They must overlook her shortcomings and weakness, and they must treat her as if it is their own daughter. Extend to her also kindness, cheer, smile, love, care. Then she will go out of her way herself. But when we talk about this hadith, it refers to the children, that it is their duty to see to it that their mother and father are taken care of and not dumped in some old age home to be given some flowers on occasions. When I was in the hospital, there was an 80-year-plus old lady, white lady, because there was a screen there and she was on the other side. So when the nurse was talking to her that in the event of something happening, what do we do and all that, so she said, you don't have to do anything, you just put a stop order on my credit card, on my bank account. The rest of the thing, I've got a will and they'll take care of. Just inform them, that's the end of it. I said, but don't you have any children that we have to... Say, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't have... My children don't know who I am. Then said to her, but your niece phoned this morning to say, to inquire something. They said, I don't know which niece you're talking about. She was so disheartened, an old lady. The way it hurt me, honestly, I tell you, in that age of hers and that stage of hers and in that kind of sickness where she, to her the world was blank, there was nobody for her, and yet she's got children, she's got family, she's got everything. So Sharia does not want us to live a life of that nature. Sharia wants us to live a life in which we take care of our parents. Sometimes they will be difficult, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was questioned that what if the parents have committed zulm, he said, wa in zalama, even if both of them have made zulm 4 times, he said. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or if you look at the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with iman, he mentions amal salih. Innal ladina amanu wa amilu salihat. When it comes to ramaz, Allah ta'ala will mention zakat. Wa aqimu salata wa atu zaka. In most places you will find zakat going together with that. And when it comes to the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala mentions the rights of parents. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. After Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's ibadat, be kind to your parents. In the Quran Sharif, they say Allah ta'ala has cursed those who break up their ties with their family members, and who is more family member than the parents. But in these days, people are swearing their parents, they are kicking their parents. When one mother told me that she was 9 months pregnant and a son came in drugged up, and he demanded more money, and when she refused, says, Maulana, she kicked me, he kicked me, and I fell on the ground. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Brothers, this television and these movies and these type of companies, it's not bringing any happiness in our lives also. We as parents are to be blamed that when somebody tells us, take them to good majlises, good programs, dini environment, wherever some dini talk and nasihat is taking place, take them with you and go to the masjid. Take them also for some enjoyment, some fun and some pleasure within the parameters of Sharia, but keep them in your control. Then we find that very hard to digest and swallow. Why? Because it affects our own filthy lifestyles. That is the problem. The parents do not want the children to see where they are. And I'm not telling you stories. I don't believe in saying stories in the masjid which are false. Because it's affecting the parents' privacy. They are going to certain cinemas, they're going to certain clubs, they're going to certain other haram and filthy places. Or they are going to watch certain haram and filthy things, so they want the children out of the way. And they're quite happy that the son comes late at night, the daughter comes late at night. So who do we blame after that? But in any case, the children are told that you must be extremely kind and good to your parents. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was asked that who enjoys the most amount of right, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it's your mother. Again he was asked, he told, your mother. Again he said, your mother. Again he said, your mother. Then he said, your father. 3 times mother, then 4th time he said, father. He asked, what are the rights of the parents? He said, that's either your jannat or your jahannam. Either you make your jannat by serving them, or you go to jahannam by disobeying them. Paradise lies beneath the feet of the mothers. There are so many hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam which are coming to mind now, but we don't have the time to discuss all that. But just to get this message across, that if somebody for whatever reason has broken ties with the parents or has been disobedient, then what will it cost? The parents are such that the Allah Ta'ala has given them magnanimous hearts. No matter what the child does, but the child just goes to the mother and says, "Ma, please forgive me, I'm sorry for what I have done." That same mother will again start petting the child and giving that person money. And one father and one mother will bring up 10 children. If somebody has 10 sons, it's that one mother and father that brought them up. That father will work, he will go to the shop, he will earn a living, he'll bring the bread and milk and the food, and he will give to that mother who will cook and feed the same 10 children. But in these days, sometimes 10 sons can't look after one father. 10 sons who can't look after one father and mother. So it will cost nothing. Family members, if after that it's not necessary, like with some friends or family members, if you have had a problem, dispute, and you can't seem to have that same kind of open heart friendship again, there's no problem. That is not in your control. But at least after that, when you meet, you make salam, you forgive the person, you send now and again some gift to clear the heart. But that much is essential so that we get forgiven. As Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa radiallahu ta'ala, he says in the night of Arafat, on the eve of Arafat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that we are about to make a dua, and if any person has broken up his family ties, he must leave this place. So one sahabi got up from the end of the congregation somewhere, one sahabi out of the 124,000. Now just imagine what kind of hearts those companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had, because there was no question of anyone remaining seated there and hiding his fault. They knew that wahi will come down and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be informed that so and so did not get up. So that sahabi didn't feel embarrassed that 124,000 are looking at me. He got up and he went away. After some time he came back. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, "Where did you go?" He said, "My aunt, I was not in talking terms with her. So I went and told her what you had just informed us of. And therefore she forgave me, I forgave her. And we are once again in talking terms." Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "You did an excellent thing. Because the du'as are rejected. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat does not descend upon a community in which there is a person who is not in talking terms with some family member." Now imagine one family member. The du'as are not accepted. What about our congregations? How many of us have got that kind of filthy, dirty hearts and arrogance and pride that we will not be lowering ourselves to ask for forgiveness? If that person does not forgive, then Allah Ta'ala will reward us for our action. That person will leave his matter to Allah Ta'ala, but we should do our duty. We should not wait for that person to come first to us. That is pride. Then the person who is a drunkard or is a habitual drinker is not forgiven. Now again on sharab there are so many hadiths. So Allah Ta'ala does not forgive unless the person makes sincere tawbah. One person used to return late at night after drinking, and when his mother used to tell him something, he used to keep telling her, "Don't bray like an ass." When he died in the Qabristan or wherever he was buried, then one caravan was passing there. When they stopped there, they heard from the grave the braying of an ass. So they made some inquiries and they found out that this was the person who was telling his mother all the time, "Don't bray like a donkey." Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time, Hazrat Alqama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was a time of Sakrat and his soul was not coming out. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes there, he makes dua but still nothing is happening. Then he inquired what has happened. He came to know that his mother is very displeased with him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called his mother, an elderly old lady, and said that this person here, your son, I am going to burn him. He said, "Ya Rasulullah sallam, you going to burn him?" He said, "Yes, because as it is, he is burning. Because if you don't forgive him, he is going to burn in the fire of Jahannam." So she said, "No, Ya Rasulullah sallam, I forgive him, I forgive him." As soon as she said, "I forgive him," his soul came out. So there's great virtues, and the person is rewarded so much in this world when he is good and kind to his family members and his relatives and his parents. So we should ask for forgiveness. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned some other categories too. But we will go now to the most important point there, and that is that this is the night in which the list is given to the angels of those who are going to die. Because that is the only break that we have on our evil passions, our desires, and our vehicles which are running brakeless. The only thing that seems to restrain us or will restrain us is if we have that conviction, deep-hearted conviction, that our lives and souls are not in our hands. Whenever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wills, He will order the angel to take it away. So besides all the other things that we make sincere tawbah, from disobedience to parents, if we have broken our family ties, we try to patch up. Malice, if we have in our hearts, we try to clear our hearts of malice, because that's another category that's not forgiven. But the other thing is that now we think over this night and we have this yaqeen in our hearts that the list has been given to the angels. And especially in these times of hijackings, murders, killings, accidents, where the person leaves from home, he says, cook some biryani and I will come certain time, I'm bringing my friend, and we will have lunch at certain time, we'll have supper at certain time. The person goes and he never comes back. There are so many people who are fit, healthy, everything going for them, no shortage of wealth, everything. But the angel of death had already been informed that his soul has to go and depart.
Tujhe har waqt ye dhun hai, rahun sabse bala, ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. Tujhe har waqt ye dhun hai, rahun sabse bala, ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. Jiya karta hai kya yuhi marne wala, jiya karta hai kya yuhi marne wala, tujhe husn zahir ne dhoke mein dala, jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jaah hai tamasha nahi hai.
All the time you wanted fashion, new trends, new fashion. Nobody stops you from wearing good clothes, traveling in a good car, living in a good home, provided it has been earned in the halal way and there's no extravagance and you don't have pride and there's no competition and vying with somebody else. But to be all the time just new trends, new fashions, designer labels all the time. Which designer label will be on our coffins? The coffin from 1400 years is a no-name brand. Did you ever see on any coffin some designer label? So he says, tujhe husn zahir ne dhoke mein dala, tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya, tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya, budhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya, ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya.
Childhood days goes by, youth comes, jawani comes, the person goes mad in his jawani, unconcerned what is that death is going to come. Then old age comes, and how much of trouble in old age, stomach ache, headache, weak sight, knees paining, everything. One old person went to an Hakim Saab and he said, Hakim Saab, my knees are paining. He said, yes, that's due to old age. Then he said, my sight is gone weak. He said, due to old age. My hearing is bad. He said, due to old age. And I've got stomach problem. He said, due to old age. So he gave him one tight shot. He said, Hakim Saab, don't you know anything other besides old age? He said, well, this one shot you gave me is also due to old age. So old age brought so much of problems. Ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. It will take you away from here to the wilderness of the Qabristan. How many janazas we have seen before our eyes going towards the Qabristan. How many janazas we have shouldered. How many janazas we have brought down into the grave. But it doesn't stir our hearts that one day I'm going to follow the same route. At the Qabristan also we'll talk business. At the janaza occasions also we'll talk business. Not only business, but people have heard a discussion. Tonight, where do we meet? To go where? To the cinema or to the casino. Where do we meet? You will pick me up or I must pick you up. And the Qabristan is there. The graves are there. And it's not giving us any ibrat. Jaisi karni vaisi bharni hai zarur. Jaisi karni vaisi bharni hai zarur. Ek din mayyat qabar mein utarni hai zarur. One day it is going to go down. Jaisi karni vaisi bharni hai zarur. Jaisi karni vaisi bharni hai zarur. Na maane to karke dekh. Jannat bhi hai, dozakh bhi hai, na maane to mar ke de. If you don't believe there's such a thing as jannat and dozakh, then die and see. And whatever you are going to do, whatever you are going to sow, so shall you reap. If not, then do your actions and then see what you get in return. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes that decision in this night. And we don't know whether we are going to be amongst them. Aakar qaza ba hosh ko behosh kar gayi. Aakar qaza ba hosh ko behosh kar gayi. Hangama-e hayat ko khamosh kar gayi. One minute we were hearing this person is flying to America and to China and Timbuktu and Honolulu. And there was so much of action and movement. But moth came and silenced everything. Reh ke duniya mein bashar ko nahi zeba ghaflat. Reh ke duniya mein bashar ko nahi zeba ghaflat. Lazim hai ke moth ka dhyan bhi har hal rahe. جو بھی آیا ہے دنیا میں بشر یہ کہتی ہے قضا میں بھی پیچھے چلی آتی ہوں ذرا دھیان رہے. Whoever comes into this world, Maud says that I'm also following you. I'm behind you. جو آیا ہے یہاں آج کل جائے گا کوئی دم یہ دم نکل جائے. Whoever came in this world, his breathing is going to stop one day. One day this breathing is going to stop. So before that time comes, we have to make that preparation. And this is a Mubarak night to ask from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for forgiveness for all our sins. And to ask Him to change the direction of our lives. And to ask Him to bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. There's so much that we can discuss and the whole night we can discuss. Well, let us make dua now. And then what we should be doing is that in this night there is no particular ibadat. People are printing literature and sending around two rakats of this and two rakats of that and then so many hundred times this and so many thousand times that. All that is some recommended wazifas of people. But there is nothing hard and fast. You can diversify your ibadat, make a little bit of namaz, little bit of tilawat of the Quran Sharif, some zikr, some dua. Then go to sleep and try and get up early again. Or at least the minimum a person should do for the men folk, that you should make your Fajr namaz with Jamaat. So if you made your Isha namaz with Jamaat and the Fajr with Jamaat, it is as if you have remained in Ibadat for the whole night. But please, my dear brothers, it is not a night of television and of movies and of drug houses and club houses. Club, as I said, is very close to kalb. Kalb in Arabic means dog. Kalb in Arabic means dog. And club is very close to that. So the clubs, you must club them. Rave club, this club, that club, club them. Don't go anywhere near them. So if we can't do anything else, then just make 2 rakat namaz and go and sleep. But stay away from sins. Otherwise, the disaster we are buying with our own hands. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. As many of you have been sitting very close and tight next to each other, and I know that sometimes it is a problem concentrating on the dua because of the ache in the knees. So for 1 minute, if anybody wants to stand and straighten his knees, then there will be no fees for that. You can do so. So that when we make dua, then your mind is not anywhere else but in the dua. MashaAllah. See, there is one part also of that consideration for others. You see, you don't get peers in a hurry to worry about people's knees. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی کریم اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فور گیونگ اللہ, او مائی کائنڈ لونگ کمپیشنٹ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ, فور گیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. اے اللہ اس مبارک رات کے اندر ہماری مغفرت کر دے. یا اللہ دس از اے نائٹ فار فورگیونس. Ya Allah, you yourself proclaim, is there anyone seeking forgiveness that I may forgive him? Ya Allah, we have raised our hands before you. Oh Allah, these are our begging bowls which we have raised before you. You have attached them to our bodies so that we may seek from you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are not extending our begging bowls before some idol that does not see us, that cannot hear us, that cannot help us in any way. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extending them before you. Ay mere pyare Allah, اے میرے رحیم اللہ, اے میرے کریم اللہ, آج رات ہمیں معاف کر دے. او اللہ فورگیو اس. یا اللہ, یو ریئلی لو فورگیونس آف دا سنز آف دا سنرز وین دے سیک فورگیونس. یا اللہ, وی آر سیکنگ فورگیونس. او اللہ فورگیو اس, فورگیو اور پیرنٹس, اور وائفز اینڈ چلڈرن, اور برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز, اور فیملی ممبرز, اینڈ دا انٹائر امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, ay mere Sattar Allah, hamare gunahon ki sattari farma. Oh Rahim Allah, have raham and mercy upon us. Ay mere pyare Allah, you are so tolerant, you are so tolerant, that in spite of all our sins, you are giving us food to eat, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, modes of transport to move around. Oh Allah, in spite of all our sins, you have given us sight, our hearing, our speech. In spite of all our sins, our heart, liver and lungs are all functioning. Mere Allah, how kind you are, how loving you are, how generous you are, how tolerant you are. If there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. He would have ordered the earth to open up and swallow us up. He would have sent, oh my beloved Allah, flood waters against us.
He would have had us crushed beneath the mountains. Ay Mereb, Ya Re Allah, but you dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. Even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights. Oh Allah, you are watching the movement of that ant. You provide risk and sustenance for that ant. Allah, how can you not be aware of our movements? Allah, it was just your tolerance and your compassion and your forgiveness that you did not seize us there and then. Ya Allah, from the time we became of age up till now, how much of sins we have committed in our lives. How much of haram we have seen with our eyes. How much of haram we have heard with our ears. How much of haram we have spoken with our tongues. How much of haram we have touched with our hands. How much of haram, O Allah, we have walked with our feet. Ey mere pyare Allah, hum to haram ke darya mein dube hue. Ey Allah, we are drowning in the ocean of sins. Ey Allah, but even if our sins are like the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Ya Allah, you want us to return to you. You want to bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. Ey mere pyare khuda, take us out from the ocean of sins. Allah, take us out from the ocean of sins. Ya Allah, we have mountains of sins. But if man has made dynamite sticks which blow up huge mountains, what is it difficult for you, my beloved Allah, to blow away the sins? Ay, mere Allah, tere liye koi mushkil nahi. Allah, we are ashamed. We are not justifying any of our sins, O Allah. We are ashamed of our sins. Hum nadim hai. Hum sharminda hai. Ay Allah, hum sharminda hai. We are ashamed of our sins. We are not justifying any of our sins, O my Allah. Allah, hum gunegar hai. Hum siyakar hai. Hum badkar hai. Allah, hum nakara hai. Hum khatakar hai. Hum mujrim hai. Hum sab kuch hai bande tere hai. Whatever we may be, O Allah, no matter how sinful and dirty we may be, but O Allah, we are your slaves. We are your servants. Where do we go, O my Allah? Who is there for us besides you? Tere siwa koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi habara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. If you have to turn away your glance of rahmat and forgiveness from us, then my Allah, you tell us, where do we go? Which other door is there for us that we can tap? Which other home is there that we can beg? If a dog is kicked from one butcher, he can go to another. Oh Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But oh Allah, if you turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy from us, then we will face nothing but destruction. Destruction in this world, destruction in the qabr, destruction on Maidan-e-Hashar, and destruction in the akhirat, until it will lead us to Jahannam. Ay Allah, we cannot even bear a mild headache. Ay Allah, we cannot bear a mild head pain, or pain in our stomach or in our hands. Ay Allah, where can we take your azab? Ay Allah, where can we bear the fire of Jahannam? Where can we bear the azab of qabr? Ay Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Ay Allah, aaj raat maaf farma. Ay Allah, hum jaise bhi hai tere bande hai. Ay Allah, open the doors of your forgiveness for us. Open the doors of your mercy for us. Open the doors of your kindness for us. Ay mere Allah, conceal and cover our sins. Ay Allah, forgive our sins. Ya Allah, don't bring about any embarrassment, humiliation and disgrace upon us. Ay Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be disgraced if we have to be humiliated for our sins. Ay Allah, we are asking you for forgiveness. Forgive the sins of our eyes, the sins of our ears, the sins of our tongues, the sins of our hands and feet, the sins of our heart and mind. Ay mere Allah, you blessed us with intelligence. Even our intelligence we use, O Allah, for your disobedience. Our hands and feet we use for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of sight we use for your disobedience. اے میرے پیارے خدا لیکن آج رات ہم تیرے سامنے رجوع کرتے ہیں. وی آر ٹرننگ ٹوورڈز یو او مائی اللہ, وی آر بیگنگ آف یو او مائی اللہ. اے اللہ اوپن دا ڈورز آف یور مغفرت فار اس. اے اللہ فورگیو دا انٹائر امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. او اللہ بلیس اس آل ود لانگ لائف, بلیس اور چلڈرن ود لانگ لائف, بلیس دا امت ود لانگ لائف, بلیس اس ود گڈ ہیلتھ او مائی اللہ. وی آر سک اینڈ ایلنگ او مائی بلوڈ اللہ. اے میرے پیارے اللہ ہم بیمار ہیں, ہمیں شفا عطا فرما. یا اللہ وی آر اسپرچولی سک اینڈ وی آر فزیکلی ایل. یا اللہ اور ہارٹس آر فلڈ ود ڈیزیز آف دا اسپرچل کائنڈ. اور ہارٹس آر فلڈ ود انوی اینڈ جیلسی. اور ہارٹس آر فلڈ ود پرائڈ اینڈ ایروگنس. او اللہ اور ہارٹس آر فلڈ ود میلس. اور ہارٹس آر فلڈ ود گریڈ. او اللہ اور ہارٹس آر فلڈ ود ایول پیشنز اینڈ ڈیزائرز. اے میرے اللہ ڈے اینڈ نائٹ وی لسن ٹو حرام, وی لک ایٹ حرام, وی تھنک آف حرام. سو اور ہارٹس آر انگلفڈ ود ایول پیشنز اینڈ ڈیزائرز. بٹ او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, ہو از دیئر ٹو پیوریفائی دوز ہارٹس بیسائڈز یو. Allah, give us the hearts that you give to your awliya-e siddiqeen. Give us the hearts that you gave to the sahaba-e kiram. Give us the hearts that you give to your true friends and walis. Ameen. Allah, take us, oh Allah, distance us from the road that leads to Jahannam. Ameen. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Ameen. Take us on the road that leads to you. Ameen. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere pyare khuda, oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, cure us of all our ailments. Ameen. Of the heart, whether they are spiritual or physical. Ameen. Ey mere pyare khuda, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, Ya Allah, remove their difficulties. Ameen. Ya Allah, you yourself proclaim, is there any person seeking forgiveness, I may forgive him. Ameen. Is there anyone seeking sustenance, that I may give him sustenance. Ameen. Ya Allah, we are seeking from your livelihood. We are seeking from your sustenance. Ya Allah, give us sustenance which is halal. Ameen. Give us sustenance which is 100% halal. Ameen. Ya Allah, there is no shortage in your treasures of halal. Why should we go towards haram? Why should we go to the gambling dens? Why should we go towards fraud? Why should we go towards the lotto and all other gambling tricks? Ey mere pyare khuda, tu hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, save us from going to the casinos and discos and theaters and cinemas. Ey mere pyare Allah, you decide on this night that if a person is going to die or live. Ya Allah, the list has already been handed to the angels. There are people who are building homes, but their name is in the list of the dead. There are people who are going to marry, but their name is in the list of the dead. Oh Allah, there are people planting trees and gardens, but their name is in the list of the dead. Ya Allah, there are people planning trips overseas, but their name is also in the list of the dead. Ey mere pyare khuda, different types of plans we have, but we have absolutely no knowledge what is going to happen the next second to us. Therefore, my beloved Allah, we are asking you to distance us from all these haram places. Ya Allah, we do not know if our name is already included in the list which has been given to the angels. Ya Allah, if our name has already been included, then my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you death of barakat, death of rahmat. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find any mu'min or Muslim in a disco or a theater. Don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs in our mouth, or bottle of wine in our hands, or committing adultery or fornication. Oh my beloved Allah, what a kind of death that would be if death has to come whilst committing adultery or fornication. Ya Allah, at that time the iman also does not remain in the body. Ay mere pyare khuda, don't let the angel of death find us reading some filthy magazine, or oh my beloved Allah, glued to some filthy television program. Oh my Allah, give us the yaqeen that death is going to come. Allah, one day our tongues are going to be silenced. Our hands are going to move no more. Our feet are going to walk no more. Our rings will be removed from our fingers. Our watches will be removed from our wrists. Our tight-fitting clothes will be sliced with the scissors. Ay Allah! Water of mayyit will be poured over our bodies. We will be turned from right to left and left to right. Ay Allah, we will not be able to say anything. Those eyes which have been watching so much of haram will be able to see nothing. Allah, we will be now seeing the angels of death. Ayyubiri Allah, before that time comes, let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. Before the water of ghusl, water is poured over our dead bodies,
Ya Allah, let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. Allah, before the garment of kafan is given to us, let us put on the garment of Taqwa above our hearts. Ay Vere Allah, then we will be carried on shoulders to the Qabristan. And we will be left there, O Allah. The light of the Qabr is either namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, charities, or the fulfillment of the rights of people, kindness to parents, kindness to family members, kindness to the poor and needy and destitute. But O Allah, we don't have such stocks with us. We don't have good deeds to our credit. For what little we do, O Allah, by means of show and riya, we wash away everything. Mere pyare Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Ay Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Ay Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, bless us with sustenance that is full of barakat.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from going towards haram.
Ameen.
Why should we borrow from the banks on haram? Ay mere pyare khuda, save us from bonds and save us from taking interest and giving interest.
Ameen.
Allah, when our homes are on interest, when our carpets are on interest, when our furniture is on interest, oh my beloved Allah, when our curtains are on interest, when our clothes are on interest, when our food is on interest, through our credit cards, oh Allah, when we are paying interest, then oh my Allah, where can rahmat come into our lives and our homes? But oh Allah, we are ashamed of whatever sins we have committed in our lives. Now, oh my Allah, give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs.
Ameen.
Allah, teri marifat naseeb farma. Tera qurb naseeb farma. Teri muhabbat naseeb farma. Allah, hame apna bana le. Aur tu hamara ban ja. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Oh Allah, if you are not ours, then nothing is ours. If you are ours, then everything is ours. Allah, then our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will give us barakat. Our homes will give us comfort. Ay, very Allah, then our children will be obedient to us. We will find happiness with our wives. Allah, will be united with our families. But if you are not ours, then nothing will be ours. Then we will find nothing but disaster in our lives. Allah, tu hamara ban ja. Aur hame apna bana le. To hamare gunahon ko mat dekh. Ay Allah, mere pyare nabi ke aansuon ko dekh. Oh Allah, don't look at our sins. Look at the blood of my nabi alayhi salat wa salam which flowed for this ummat. Allah, how much he bled in Taif. Ha, his shoe mubarak became filled with his blood. Just one drop of the blood of my nabi alayhi salat wa salam is far more precious than the heavens and the earth and everything that it contains. Ay Allah, if our child, one drop of blood has to come out, we are concerned. So much of his blood flowed for us, and we show no appreciation for his sacrifices. Ya Allah, he was stoned in Uhud, he fell down unconscious. When he went for sajda in the Haram Sharif, where we make tawaf with such ease and comfort, Allah, intestines of animals were placed on his back. His daughter Fatima used to remove it and say, oh my father, why are they doing this to you? Allah, the time came when 3 solid years he was boycotted and ostracized with his family. Allah, the time came when they had to chew leather to survive. They had to chew the leaves of trees to survive. Allah, that Nabi who day and night wept for us. Ah, by Allah. In his time, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara caused him injury and pain. Today, by Allah, when he is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummat in the cinemas, in the theatres, in the discos, in the dancing halls, that ummat watching filthy films in Medina Sharif and Makkah Sharif, Mere Allah, Mere Allah, ab to maaf kar de. How long are we going to live a life of hypocrisy on this earth? How long are we going to walk as hypocrites? Ya Allah, give us iman e kamil. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman. Give us the hearts that you give to the awliya e siddiqeen. Ey mere Allah, don't seize us on our sins. Hamare gunahon par girift aur pakad mat farma. Ya Allah, hum sabko maaf kar de. Allah, hum sabko maaf kar de. Allah, bless us with tawakkul. Bless us with trust in you. Bless us with your closeness. Bless us with recognition of you. Give us the muhabbat and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that it makes it extremely easy for us to follow his teachings. Ay Allah, we pay lip service love only. Mere Allah hamare hal par raham farmale. Allah, we do everything that is displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, the life which is gone is gone. The life which is left, only you know how much is left. Whether it is a second left or an hour left or a month left or a year left. Allah, we do not know. Allah, it is in your knowledge alone. Allah, whatever life is left, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you. Ya Allah, give us the realization that we'll only find peace and happiness, contentment and satisfaction in your obedience. Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were from the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara. But when they accepted Islam, Ya Allah, you made them radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. You were pleased with them and they pleased with you. If you could have changed, brought about such a dramatic change in their hearts. Allah, what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? Ey mere pyare khuda, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are suffering poverty, give them wealth. Those who have no iman and Islam, bless them with iman and Islam. Let the winds of hidayat and iman and Islam blow throughout the continents. Allah, give us the tawfiq to appreciate our iman. Allah, strengthen our iman. Allah, protect our iman. Allah, these days for miserable coins people are selling their iman. Ay mere Allah, for miserable coins people are selling their iman. Ay mere Allah, protect our iman. Let the winds of hidayat and guidance blow throughout the continents. Ya Allah, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, give them hidayat. But if they have made up their minds that they are not going to accept Islam, they are not going to come into the fold of deen, and they are going to continue creating obstacles and problems for the ummah, and they will continue bombarding and throwing their missiles and using their helicopters and gunships to take away the lives of our brothers and our sisters and our little children, then, oh my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Allah, send gale force winds against them. Cause the planes to crash in the mountains. Cause the ships to sink in the oceans. Cause division and disunity among their ranks. Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Badr ka khuda tha. Tu wahi khuda hai jo Uhud ka khuda tha. تو وہی خدا ہے جو خندق کا خدا تھا. You are the same Allah that was at the time of Fatah Makkah. Ay Allah, you haven't become weak, we have become weak. Ay Allah, ہماری کمزوری کو مت دیکھ, میرے پیارے نبی کے آنسووں کو دیکھ. Look at the tears of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam which flowed for us. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Do not deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey mere pyare khuda, ہم کمزور ہیں, ہم ضعیف ہیں, ہم ناتوا ہیں. But in this Mubarak night, O Allah, we are extending our hands before you. Amongst us are the very old, the very weak, the sickly, the feeble, little children. And O Allah, one half has also completed the Quran Sharif in this majlis. Allah, with the barakat of all the tears, we are asking you, Allah, now make us yours. Become ours by Allah. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا. یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. Oh Allah, our students who are writing examinations, give them success in their examination. Ya Allah, give them success in their examination. Protect them from the fitnas at the schools and the colleges and the universities. Make them assets to our communities. In the Darul Ulooms, oh Allah, those who are writing examinations, Ya Allah, make them alim ba amal. Ya Allah, use them for the hidayat of the ummat. Ey mere pyare khuda, jitne bhi deen ke kaam ho rahe sabko qubool farma. Accept the tabligh o dawat work. Allah, accept the masajid and madaris work. Accept the works of the darul ulooms. Ya Allah, those who are doing welfare and social work, accept their khidmat. Whosoever is doing the work of deen, Ya Allah, within the parameters of sharia, accept their service. Bless them with ikhlas and sincerity in their work. Allah, hum sab ko ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala maal farma. Ay Allah, Rasool Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his life he made duas for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 shining, glorious companions. Ay mere pyare khuda, what companions he had, each and every one of them with a purified heart. 124,000 of them with no malice, no greed, no pride, no arrogance, no envy, no jealousy. Ha, my Allah, what kind of tarbiyah Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam made of them. Ya Allah, that occasion with these 124,000 companions, when he called out labbaik, what a labbaik that must have been, oh my Allah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. Ya Allah, what a labbaik that must have been. Even the angels must have cheered on that labbaik. Allah, when we say labbaik, immediately after that we look at haram and we listen to haram and we indulge in haram. Allah, we say labbaik, but our hearts are not there. Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with his companions, the duas that he made for us after kissing the Hajr-e-Aswad. Hajr-e-Aswad ko chum karke jo bhaga tha, mataf mein chal karke jo bhaga tha, Rukne Yamani ko chhu karke jo manga tha. And under the visa of rahmat of Allah, how long my Nabi cried. Allah, in the Hatim after Namazas, how much he cried. Until his ihram used to get wet with his tears. And at the Multazam, that sinless, masoom Nabi raises his hands above his head. And he attaches his chest against the wall. And oh Allah, against the door of the Kaaba, and he prays, and he prays, and he prays. Ah. Ya Allah, how much of tears he shed for us. Allah, all the du'as that he made at the Multazam for us, and all the du'as that he made behind the Maqam-e-Ibrahim, and after drinking Zamzam on Safa and Marwa, at Mina and in Arafat, from Zuhr till Maghrib, he extends his hand. Ya Allah, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, we extend our hands, we are so tired. Ya Allah, that sinless Nabi, from Zohar till Maghrib, he extends his hands and prays and prays and prays for us. All the du'as that he made there for us, and the du'as that he made in Muzdalifa, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our children with that goodness. Our wives with that goodness. Our parents with that goodness. Our families with that goodness. The entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, Ya Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we are being bombarded by fitnas from our right and left, from in front of us and behind us, and fitnas pouring from the satellites onto our television. Ayyubare Allah, protect us and safeguard us. Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all.
Ameen.
Rights of our parents, Ameen. Our teachers, our friends, Ameen. Our clients and customers.
Ameen.
Right of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rights of the believers and the disbelievers. Ayyubare Piyare Khuda, accept our du'as. Ya Allah, those who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with good marriage partners.
Ameen.
Those who will be an assistance to their deen.
Ameen.
Allah, bless all marriages with happiness.
Ameen.
Allah, jitne jagde fasad hai, sabko khatam farma.
Ameen.
Allah, hum sabko khushi ata farma.
Ameen.
Allah, hum sabko khushi ata farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Allah Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke sadqe tufail mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Ae Allah, hum jaise bhi hai qubool farma.
Ae
Allah, hum jaise bhi hai qubool farma. Allah, make this night a night of barakat and rahmat for us. Give us, oh Allah, such purification of our hearts and souls that we experience that kayfiyat that the awliya-e-siddiqeen experience in these nights.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَبَارِكْ وَسَلِّمْ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.